Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we're talking about everything from the FBI's new involvement in the decision for the Supreme Court to Tesla's latest trouble, plus a popular trend in cryptocurrency and the largest pumpkin ever. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, October 1st. You ready? Let's do this. A deal has been reached just in time. Reuters cite sources saying the U.S. and Canada finally agreed on a plan to update NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The report says the deal means the U.S. gets more access to the Canadian dairy market and protects Canada from U.S. auto tariffs. Top officials were meeting to discuss this late last night. Remember, the Trump administration had set a deadline of midnight for Canada to get on board with a deal or risk being left behind. Canada was left out when the U.S. and Mexico made a preliminary deal back in August. But the Canadian prime minister said he would not sign anything that wasn't good for Canada. And keep in mind, even though NAFTA has been around for nearly 25 years, all three countries have been negotiating an updated version for more than a year now. So now it seems there was a compromise. Still, Congress has to approve this deal. More info to come. All right, now for the latest in the search for the next Supreme Court justice. Because no, this is not over yet. And yes, there seems to be a new fight in the process. Now, there's an FBI investigation. But the big question is, does it go far enough? The White House gave the go-ahead over the weekend for the FBI to look into sexual misconduct accusations against the nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. But some reports said the president only wanted a few witnesses interviewed. Democrats were not happy about that and are calling for the White House to stay out of it. But President Trump says the FBI has the authority here, and Democrats will never be happy. The Washington Post reports even the FBI itself got confused at one point with all this back and forth. Remember, a total of three women have accused Kavanaugh now of sexual misconduct from either high school or college. One of them, Christine Blasey Ford, and Kavanaugh even testified at a public hearing on Thursday. Kavanaugh says none of these accusations are true. So now it's ultimately up to the Senate to decide if Kavanaugh should be on the Supreme Court. A few senators who could have the make-or-break votes were the ones to call for the FBI investigation last minute on Friday. The probe is set to last no more than a week, so stay tuned. The FBI is looking into whether Facebook needs to pay a fine for letting a data breach happen. A hack exposed 50 million Facebook users. TechCrunch reports this could be Facebook's largest security breach yet. Some of the info hackers got a hold of includes usernames, gender, and hometown. As of now, though, it looks like credit card info and private messages were left untouched. And CEO Mark Zuckerberg says no one should be able to just get in and take over your account. So what about your Instagram accounts? TBD. But it sounds like these accounts were reset, so no one should be able to log on. Some people are calling it the most expensive tweet ever because one tweet cost Elon Musk and his company, Tesla, $20 million each. Plus, Musk will step down as Tesla's chairman of the board for 3 years. Remember, Musk used his personal Twitter account to tweet he had money secured to make Tesla a private company. Well, it wasn't true. And the government said he misled investors with false statements. To be clear, he'll stay CEO and can try to be chairman of the board again in 2021. California just became the first state to require women on corporate boards of directors. The governor signed the bill over the weekend. It says all publicly traded companies headquartered in California must have at least one woman on the board by the year 2020. And for some boards, it'll go up to two and then three over the next few years after that. Supporters say this is a must to help close the gender gap in business. But critics question if it's even legal. There's been a devastating earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia. More than 800 people have died, and the death toll could still go up. It happened Friday night, but rescuers are still trying to reach any survivors in several large coastal towns. All right, some other things people may be talking about today. A new trend in the world of cryptocurrencies. It's called stablecoin. Business Insider calls it the hottest thing in crypto right now. Stablecoin is a digital currency with values tied to real-world assets, so think gold or even the dollar. And experts say they're supposed to be less volatile than Bitcoin. Tether is the most popular kind of stablecoin, but of course, there are critics and others who challenge how successful this will be. It was dramatic for a moment, but in the end, Europe took home the victory in the 2018 Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup only happens every 2 years, where men's golf teams from Europe and the U.S. face off. The location of the competition alternates. This year, it was in Europe. And this year, even though it was close, Europe won. Tennis star Serena Williams is in the news right now, but not for her tennis this time. She posted a new video to her Instagram account for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which started today. In the video, Williams is holding her bare chest and singing part of Divinyl's song, I Touch Myself. The Guardian quoted her saying, "It's an issue that affects all women of all colors all around the world, so early detection is key. It saves so many lives." Williams' video is part of the I Touch Myself project. It was made to honor Divinyl's frontwoman, who died of breast cancer in 2013. Another video getting quite a lot of attention over the weekend was Saturday Night Live's season opener. The skit did not hold back with a parody of last week's hearing about the Supreme Court nominee. Actor Matt Damon played Brett Kavanaugh. Kanye West was also there. There's lots of talk about his political rant after the show, supporting President Trump. The audience booed, and comedian Chris Rock posted the video. The Simpsons is now in its 30th season, meaning it continues to make its mark as the longest-running scripted comedy ever. Yes, we were all first introduced to Bart, Homer, Marge, Lisa, and more back in 1989. 30 years is a long time for a show to run, and even though the characters haven't aged, the New York Times points out, American politics, pop culture, and the public's idea of good comedy have. So, the show has had to adjust over the years. The movie Night School was the biggest hit at the box office over the weekend, raking in $28 million. Girls Trip star Tiffany Haddish teamed back up with director Malcolm D. Lee and actor-comedian Kevin Hart to make this goofy comedy. It follows a group of young adults who go back to night school to earn their GEDs. Haddish is their no-nonsense teacher. All right, Halloween is now around the corner, so we must talk pumpkins. Time reports a man from New Hampshire just grew the biggest pumpkin ever recorded in North America. It's 2,528 pounds. The grower took home $6,000 for it. And that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about, I try to make it easy for you. Just check out today's show notes at thenewsworthy.com. From the homepage, click episodes and then today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.